If we're ready, we'll call the city council meeting for Tuesday, December 6, 2022, to order. Invocation by Councilperson Annette Mitchell, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Great crowd. We appreciate y'all being here. Let's pray. Father, we come to you, and we are grateful for this time of the year, Lord. People are happy. They're smiling. The kids are all happy. We just thank you for blessing us, blessing this city with wonderful children and wonderful people. Lord, and thank you for our wonderful employees. Every department, we have great leadership. We are especially grateful for Renee Gardner. And Lord, we just thank you for her service to this city and her wonderful time. And Lord, we just ask blessings on her as she goes and does and looking at a different phase of life, Lord. And we just say thank you. So as we move forward with this season, I pray for hope, for joy, and for love in everyone's heart, that we'll feel the impact of the nativity and know and apply it to our lives every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jerry.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent, and Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering the previous minutes of our work session, 10-25-22, regular council committee the whole 11-1-22, work session 11-8-22. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? No corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements? Yes, sir.
Mayor and Council, I just wanted to introduce Coach DeBose for a few minutes. He wanted to pass along some thank yous to everybody for a great season that they've had. Coach?
Yeah, I just wanted to come in and say thank you to the City Council, Mayor, for giving me the grand opportunity of being the head football coach here and living here and being a part of this community. I want to thank you for the lockers that we received this year in our locker room. The guys, if you would have been there the day we walked in and saw it, you would have seen the excitement. I never thought lockers would excite kids so much, but they did. Matter of fact, one of the statements made that morning on a Thursday morning when we walked in was, I don't want to leave. I just want to sit here all day. So, you know, I didn't know a locker would do that much, but it was an exciting time, and the guys just appreciate it. I want to thank you for all your support, everything y'all have done for us, the Sportsplex, everything was wonderful this year. And it didn't end the way we wanted. We felt like we could go further, and the growth will continue. Yes. But we ended with 71 players, 9 through 12. Our 7th and 8th grade had 53, and the future's bright as far as our numbers and our participation. Our youth league program in the city did well, and I just want to say thank you on behalf of our football team, our coaching staff, and everybody involved. I appreciate everything, and we look forward to next year, and we look forward to continued growth. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach,
we would like to say thank you to you.
Yes. Oh,
well, I appreciate it. I had the easy part of it.
On what you did with the program and bringing athletes back to the program, and thank you for your leadership.
Yes. Well, and I got one other thing. I had it in my hand. I plumb forgot. But December the 12th, which is next Monday, we'll celebrate the season. We will say goodbye to 20 seniors. We had 20 seniors this year, so we'll say goodbye to them. And a celebration for our season. We're going to have it at the Floribama Yacht Club, our end-of-the-year banquet. And each one of you, we would like to extend an invitation for you to be there, and we would love to have you and be a part of our yes. program that night. Yes.
Thank you, Coach.
For those who don't know, hang on, Coach. When did you get here? May? April?
April.
April. Okay. Well, in April, prior to your – hiring, we had no coach.
That's right.
We had 19, 20 players. Didn't know if we were going to have a varsity team. So in less than 6 months, you turned it around to 71 players, went to the playoffs, and could have was as good as anyone
yes.
who played. So, again, it was an extraordinary.
Well, I didn't know how much time I had, but this was the first year to beat a ranked team, and we did get ranked for the first time in history. This year we made it to eighth in the state. Yeah. So these guys really accomplished a lot.
I don't think people know how big a deal it was to accomplish what you accomplished and the team accomplished in such a short period. So thank you.
Right. Well, they made it real easy. And let me say, we jumped from 2A to 4A and did all
that's
that
right.
too now.
That's
so
exactly
let's don't let that be gone. So thank y'all very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Kit Alexander, Community Development Department Director. In response to a request made by the mayor to our East Canal Road widening contractor, they are now shifting the lane closure, the construction that requires a single lane closure, to nighttime work.
Yay.
It will be taking place tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night, perhaps not Thursday night, if they can get all the work done tonight and tomorrow night, between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Unfortunately, we will have a single lane closure on Friday morning between the hours of 9 and 10:30 to do the asphalt patching that's tied to the asphalt plant only firing up during the daytime, so they're not able to do that at night. But we will hopefully have very little lane closure problems, traffic problems, because of the work that's going to be taking place during the nighttime hours.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Kit.
And it was a chore to... But I want to thank our contractor, Walton,
John G. Walton,
for working with us, the utilities, and the Water Authority for, because we all had to work together. And so there was a united effort to make it happen.
Yes.
I want to thank all of them that made it happen. So, and hopefully we won't have the snafu again that we had a few weeks ago. So.
Yes.
Anybody else? Anything else? All righty then. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Oh, can't do the next one, Jeff? Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. All right. So something special.
Yes.
I have a presentation. And first that I know of since I've been here, that Ms. Renee Gardner. She was hired in January of 1990 as an administrative secretary for the town of Orange Beach. July 90 became the court magistrate. January 2006 became court director and has served in that capacity ever since. Longest serving employee of the city of Orange Beach history. Served under every mayor in the city's ever had, six mayors. So that is quite an accomplishment. And but I am the best, so. You'll come up here. We just, I think everybody, there's a lot of folks that want to say something. So we want you in the spotlight. Yes. For those of you who don't know what a magistrate office goes through, my mom was a magistrate, and it is probably one of the toughest jobs in the city. There's never anyone guilty. When they come before a magistrate, they're all innocent. And her staff has been wonderful, and I know you've been very supportive, but thank you for the leadership. She's tried to retire three times, and we talked her out of it. And but I don't know that I've ever been to your office more than four or five times in the entire time I've been mayor. And if that means anything, it means that's a blessing to me, because they handle it. I don't have to worry about me. I don't have to worry about them. And I truly, truly appreciate you for what you've done for us all these years.
Yes.
More than you know.
Yes.
So.
You know, Renee, I've never been in your court. I've never really had to deal with you other than to come observe Buddy Bracken and how you all function as a court, which is pretty good. So I didn't have to go see Spencer or anything. But I will say this. When you take a department or you buy a business and you sell it or you leave it behind you, you always want to leave it in a better place the way you found it. Even though in 1990, we were only a town back then for 6 years, incorporated in 1984. 32 years, that's a long time. That's a good time. It's a long time. You've seen a lot of changes in our community. And I will say this one thing. I remember when court was handled over at the community center, because I did have to go see the judge one afternoon over there, but I can't remember if you were on the payroll then, but it was when? But anyways, what you've done with this department, our court department, and you've had a lot of good help, I think, for the most part. You want to leave it better than the way you found it, and you certainly are. Yes. Because of you.
Amen.
In 32 years, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I did have the opportunity one time to go in. I don't know if you remember this, because it was a crazy time. It was when we were having so many arrests during the summertime, before things calmed down, that summer that we really had, the peak. And I had the opportunity to come and watch, and I was blown away by what all is involved. And you didn't have a lot of time to talk to me about anything, but you would tell me what else you had to do. And every case is so different, and so there's so many things that you have to know. And I was blown away by what the job took and how well you did it and how well you've taught others to do it. And I very much appreciate it. The fact that you've served under that many mayors, I think rather than a key, you need a crown. But thank you. Thank you so much.
Any of you ladies?
Anybody else?
I just appreciate y'all. I know how hard y'all worked to make her life.
Can I say something?
Bearable.
Yes.
You can.
Absolutely.
So I've only had the pleasure of being the Chris Callahan Municipal Court Judge. I've only had the pleasure of being the judge for 1 year, but I have practiced in Judge Bracken's courtroom with Renee leading things there for many years. And without her being there this past year, the transition would have been a lot harder. It was just seamless, smooth. But you said it earlier, Mayor, a lot of people don't understand what the magistrates, these ladies go through, and the court director. Every time somebody is arrested or gets a ticket, it's always these ladies' fault. They come in, they get screamed at, they get yelled at, they get cussed at, they get called things that we're not allowed to say here because it's live on Facebook. And we just want to honor the God that we serve as well, so we don't want to talk like that. But they get called every name in the book. They go through so much verbal abuse, and they just take it, smile, roll on. Additionally, I've been able to go to several over the years municipal court conferences, of which Renee's been on the board for the state of Alabama for years and helps lead those. But you would not believe the number of other magistrates and courts who use Orange Beach as an example because of Renee. Mm-hmm. You would not believe the number of requests I get for forms from all over the state. I need one of y'all's forms. I need one of those forms that Renee's created all the time, because she has just done such a great job of being a leader to this department. And even I've been able to watch her train her replacement, Pam Davis, who I'm excited to work with her as well and have been working. But Renee's done an excellent job of that. Everything she does, she puts 150% in. I don't know where Orange Beach finds its employees, but y'all pick the best people. I tell you what, from every department that I've seen, y'all just really pick great people. But I can't say enough of how grateful I am and thankful to you. You make it look so easy, but I know that it's not. I know that you spend hours and hours and hours at your job, probably well beyond what you get paid for. But I want to thank you for making my transition easy and making my job easy even when I was an attorney. And you are the example in the state of Alabama for what your job should be. And I just thank you for that.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
But I do want to expand upon what I was saying, because I know a lot of mayors, and the magistrate office and the municipal court can be a real bear for the mayor's office. And I just have had no issues whatsoever, Renee, and I know how valuable that is. And I probably have not thanked you enough for making my life easy, but I do appreciate it, really do. And I know that the next director will be the same, but I appreciate you very much.
Hi, Spencer Davis, City Prosecutor. Good afternoon. I received an email from an attorney from another part of the state today about a case who said, my client has this issue, and here's why he's got this issue. And the order from the court wasn't sent in until several months after he was in court, sent into the state, to the Department of Public Safety. I didn't even have to call or ask or email. I knew that part was wrong. I knew that it was sent in, and when I got to court, I looked, and yes, it was sent in exactly when it was supposed to be, right after court. And that's just the way Renee and the rest of the office have run things over there. I do a varied practice. I deal with attorneys and prosecutors all over the state. And without fail, people refer to Orange Beach Municipal Court as the best run municipal court they've ever been in. And with all due respect to Chris and to Buddy, it has nothing to do with us. It really is because of the way Renee and the rest of the ladies over there handle their business and take care of everything and make sure that things are done so that when Chris or Buddy, when he was there, or I go in to do our parts of the job, what we need is always there, and I know that it's going to be done, and it's been done correctly. And it's been such a pleasure getting to know you personally and professionally and to work with you. So glad. One last thing is, I had told many people when attorneys would come in and ask about what's going to happen with their case, if they can do this or that, and I said, well, it's above my pay grade. You can ask the judge. Then you can ask the Chief Justice. and if you get the answer you want, good for you. I'm fine with it. So thanks, Renee. Love you.
Renee, I'm just excited. I thank you for your wonderful career you had here, and long before I was even a part of this. But I'm just saying that, you were always, in my opinion, the best. And hearing these other stories that I did not even hear, didn't know, it just proves that. But even though you've done everything so well, there is always an amount of stress on what you were doing. And I hope you and Joe will take time to just let the stress roll off and enjoy time, together, and also doing some other things. And I don't know what you'll be moving forward to, but still, just relax. He has to work.
Yes,
three more years. Okay, Joe.
What I really like.
But maybe
about
you could
your
hand
Renee.
Some stuff off now, Joe. Yeah.
Keep your man working.
But Renee, I do wish you well in your retirement.
We all do. And just hearing words like seamless and accurate and perfect, we so admire you, and we are so full of gratitude that everyone sings your accolades. So thank you. We wish you the best. What are you going to do while Joe is working?
She got a grandbaby.
Yes, family.
Oh,
time.
Is that the one that was here? Oh,
was that your
so
grandbaby?
Cute.
So cute. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Well, we always have spring break of 2016 to remember.
That's right. The one. Yeah, that was the one.
Yep.
And she lived through it. I don't know how.
I'm sure the judge remembers that as well. So, well, thank you, everyone, for being here. This was very special. And we have a little something for you, Ms. Gardner.
Keep it safe.
Renee, do you want to say anything?
No, okay.
We love you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I understand. All right.
Thank you. You still come to council meetings, right?
All right. Okay, moving to unfinished business and our ordinances. Second reading, ordinance amendments number 172, the zoning ordinance, top tier water sports.
Move to postpone consideration of this ordinance until the next council meeting on December 13th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, approval of a special events retail liquor license, restaurant group Sassy Bass Sock Hop, The Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of special events retail liquor license, Wharf Restaurant Group, JWC New Year's Eve. Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for Cross Lane Dune Walkover post Hurricane Sally repairs, Gulf Coast Dock Masters, $49,899.
Move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Discussion, please.
Yeah, discussion.
Any discussion?
Yes. Yeah. Glenn, got three bids. One hay, one here, one down low. You got a $49,000 bid. You got a $189,000 bid, I believe. And you had one in the middle. I can pull it up, irregardless. Have we vet that?
Do you want me to answer?
The scope?
Yes, please.
I can. Oh, so Charles Weber is our engineer on that.
Yes.
And he reviewed all the bids, and they called in all the references. They also checked on, so there was an issue where the low bid did not have a contractor's license, but because the project was under $50,000, they bid under $50,000, which typically would be below bid threshold to begin with, but we weren't expecting anyone to come in that low.
Yeah.
So they were not required to have a contractor's license.
Right.
We verified that. We verified the few other projects that they've done before, and it was all positive reviews, so we didn't have a reason to throw them out.
We had a 49, an 89, or a 120, mm-hmm. or something like that, but I just want to make sure.
They said they're clear on the
we're
scope.
We're getting and so many change orders, and I just want to make sure.
They cannot be over 50,000, because if they are, they would have needed a license. Yes,
thank
so
you.
They don't have any wiggle room.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
That was my question. I didn't see the number, so
yes.
I appreciate you
mm-hmm.
explaining
yeah.
that.
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting, Land Surveying Services, Coastal Resources, Office Property, Walker Avenue, $3,500.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of covenant of purpose, use, ownership of Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council expansion, Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing renewal of a lease agreement, Bear Point Civic Association, property located in the Mississippi Avenue.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution to provide commitment to develop Orange Beach Stormwater Master Plan, ensure payment of city share funding as awarded by the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources through the Restore Act.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing fees for equipment rental, City of Orange Beach Wind and Water Learning Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of performance contract. Ann B. Jaja.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
How do you pronounce that? It's the third time I've asked you, but I can't. Yeah, it's not Smith.
Jaja.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. No, thank you.
It's not Smith or Jones. Okay. Miss Ann. How's that? For golf instruction services. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the city to pay Hillman Legal Strategies.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Abstain.
Resolution authorizing execution of change order number 2 with Arrington Curb Excavation to add Caswell Lane to the 2022 roadway resurfacing, $19,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing a member to the Orange Beach Board of Education.
Motion to appoint Lisa Nix.
Second.
Discussion? All right. I'm going to say a little bit about Ms. Nix, if with your permission. First off, I guess we need to make clear why we're doing this. Ms. Tracy Starks, who is a wonderful board member, has resigned as they're moving away to be closer to their family, their kids and grandkids, and we're really going to miss her. She is a very special person. Yes. And very, very difficult position to follow. So I am proud that we found Lisa, because I think Lisa will do a wonderful job. But Ms. Nix was a bachelor's degree from University of Alabama in 1990. A master's degree from University of Alabama in 94, and a graduate-level mathematics course and above master's degree, University of Alabama at Birmingham in 96. Her teaching experience was Hillcrest Middle School in Tuscaloosa, Hillcrest High School, Southern Union Community College, Wadley High School, Hillcrest High School, Shelton State Community College. All this over the course of, what was that, 20-some-odd years? 28 years. She retired in 2017. And then 18, 19, you was an adjunct instructor at Shelton State. Then you moved down here with David. And right now she's a tutor, math tutor with our Expect Excellence program. So all the kids know her. All the teachers know her. The board knows her. And she's a fitness instructor at the Adult Fitness Center. So I am happy to introduce her, but I'm just very happy that you guys saw the value in this young lady here and her husband and their family. So thank you so much. So you want to stand and wave at everybody? Anything you'd like to say?
I'm just very humbled, honored. I'm excited about working with the current board. It's all about the kids. I want to do everything that I can. I just pray God will use me to help better this system, make it the best system we can have.
I know you will.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have we voted?
All right, now we got to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, guys. Thank y'all so much for accepting taking that position. All right, do we hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, moving to Committee of the Whole. Call it to order, please. Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering previous minutes of regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 11/15/2022. Tracy, I forgot. Wave bye. I meant to.
It's a scene later.
We have a service, a reception Thursday, right?
She has a board meeting on Thursday. Well,
somebody should have told me it was a secret.
She has a board meeting.
Tracy, do you have a board meeting to attend Thursday afternoon?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tracy, there's a reception for you Thursday. So. I had no idea it was a secret. Yeah. So. I told y'all, I don't know anything that goes on in this city. I'm telling you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. I had no idea.
He's going to get you.
Way to go.
I had no idea.
He's
going to
get you.
Golly. How stupid do I feel right now? Okay. Discuss rescheduling February 21st council meeting to the 28th for Fat Tuesday.
I have no problem.
Okay. The next council committee of the whole meetings have been rescheduled from December 20th to December 13th. Everybody's good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance Board of Adjustment, 12-13-22 at 3:45.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, I'm going to read through these quickly, and then we'll come back to whichever one y'all want to. It's just a bunch of them. Resolution awarding Officer John Simons his duty weapons and badge as part of retirement benefits.
It'd be a great honor for that. I believe we're having a, no, I don't want to talk about a reception. I'm not sure if it's private or not. Go ahead, Mayor. Didn't mean to.
Yep. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Sawgrass Civil Engineering Land Surveying. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Geocon Engineering Materials Testing for Geotechnical Analysis and Construction Materials Testing Services. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Wetland Sciences to delineate wetlands, $2,200. Resolution appropriating funds, Dolphin Island Sea Lab, $1,000. Resolution amending the fiscal year 23 budget, City of Orange Beach. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan, job listing, 23 budget. Resolution amending the organizational chart for City of Orange Beach. Resolution to update list of volunteer firefighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation. Resolution extending the entertainment district at Sandrock and Perdido Beach. Don't we have three?
We do, in the war room.
But we have not
we have one that we haven't
used up our third one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Perdido Beach Resort is the new one.
No, Perdido Beach Resort with Sandrock Key is one.
That's one.
Yes. And the wharf is two.
And the wharf was the first one, right?
Yes, yeah. And then we have an open third one.
We have an open third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason I say that, it may apply to coastal, it may not. We'll have to see if it makes sense. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Coastal Ballet Academy for ballet instruction services. Resolution appropriating funds to the Gulf Shores Airport Authority, $75,000. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement, socialize your business, social media media consulting, marketing services. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance. Resolution appointing attorneys. For 2023, resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Bob Riley and Associates for lobbying services. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Van Skoyak Associates for consulting services. Resolution authorizing the city to host community events for the benefit of citizens and visitors, City of Orange Beach, 2023.
Why is that resolution on there? We have some major events and such like that. Are we just trying to clarify?
Yes, we don't have to do it for all the events at once.
That we know for sure that we're doing.
All the standard annual events just to get them authorized all at once so that we don't have to come back every time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moving to ordinance as a reminder, public hearing, zoning text amendments, articles 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, on December 13th at 4 o'clock. All right. We'll open the floor for anybody to have any questions, thoughts, comments. If not, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And there should be 30 minutes pending litigation. So hopefully 30 to 45 minutes.
And then you have to make your declaration.
Yes. The purpose of the executive session is to discuss pending litigation.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back in the closet.
Hey, thanks everybody. See you next week.